And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Changes to American Society. Each of my guests is helping us explore changes in our way of life caused by technology and the economy. My next guest is a lifestyle and frugal living expert. We'll discuss how to live happier and healthier for less from her book, Suddenly Frugal. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Leah Ingram is a lifestyle and frugal living expert, as I said before, and she's the author of the book, Suddenly Frugal, How to Live Happier and Healthier for Less. Media trained while she was an editor at Woman's Day Special Interest Publications, Leah quickly became the go-to expert for on-air demonstrations of family related topics, including gift tips, etiquette advice, and shopping suggestions. She does monthly frugal segments on a variety of television news programs. In addition, she's acted as a spokesperson for many national brands. And she writes frugal living advice in publications such as Business Week, the Christian Science Monitor, and the Philadelphia Inquirer. Leah is the author of no less than 13 books. Joining us from New York City. Hi, Leah. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Well, I am terrific. Thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And I want to just start with your book, Suddenly Frugal, because right there on the front of your book, you assert that a family can save $25,000 a year by following the advice in your book. Now, that's a lot of money. How can you make such a claim?
I can make such a claim because in each of the chapters of the book, I do a recap of the advice that I've given and the money that you can save following that advice. And then really it came down to simple math. And one of the chapters in the book does have to do with special events such as an anniversary party or a wedding or a bar mitzvah. So, you know, those are pricey events, and that really bumped the figure in to the five figures. But really anybody can read the book and get great advice. I mean, I get emails at my blog, Suddenly Frugal, where somebody says, in the first chapter alone, I found how I could save $800 a month. I
wow.
can't wait to read the rest of the book.
Well, that's glowing testimonials. Now, that's the testimonials that you get on the website are not the only testimonials that you get. Business Week, that noted business magazine, heralds you as the harbinger of the age of frugality.
Yes, they actually did a cover story a couple of years ago called The New Frugality, and they featured my family and me on the cover, inside the magazine, on the ways that we had learned to live frugally, to live more on less money, and it was a very cool experience.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, anybody making it onto the cover of Newsweek magazine, Business Week magazine, is a good thing. But I guess my question is, how did you decide to become the maven of frugal? I mean, have you always been frugal, or did circumstances force you to become frugal?
Well, I will tell you that I sort of came to frugality kicking and screaming, in that my mother is a very frugal person and raised me in a frugal environment, against which, of course, I rebelled. And so I went about my life shopping and spending and spending and shopping. And my husband and I found ourselves in a situation 4 years ago where, due to real estate circumstances, we were underwater, and the best thing that we could do was to sell our home, buy a new home, and start clean and fresh with no debt. So that's why we were suddenly frugal. And whether your listeners are in a situation with real estate, or maybe they've lost a job, or maybe they just realize there's no need to be spending as much money as they are every month, that's what suddenly frugal can be for all of them.
All right, and that makes some sense. But help resolve this for me, Leah, if you will, please, because many people, me included, equate frugality with sacrifice and scrimping. So how can being frugal be both enjoyable and cost-effective at the same time?
Well, first of all, I believe that frugality can be enjoyable because you become more in control of your life and your money. And I don't know about you, but when I feel out of control in my day-to-day life, I feel a lot more stressed out. Once I had a sense of where the money was going, where the money was, you know, where it was coming in from, and I could see where the money was, just how it just affected my everyday life, I just became a happier person, even if I wasn't making as much money or couldn't go out to dinner every night. I just became happier because I had a clue as to what was going on. And I think too often in relationships, women sort of bury their head in the sand and say, oh, well, my husband or my partner or whatever, somebody else will take care of the money. I don't want to know. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to admit that I was one of those women that before we embraced frugality in 2007, I thought, well, my husband just handles the finances. He's better at that. Now, that's no longer true because I have become the CEO of the family, not only in the day-to-day spending, but also when it comes to holiday gifts. And I know that one of the reasons that we're talking today is so that I can share some of my holiday frugal gift ideas as well.
Absolutely. My guest is Leah Ingram. We're talking about her book, Suddenly Frugal, How to Live Happier and Healthier for Less. But before we get to the holiday gift giving, I just want to ask a couple more things. Is there some new cachet that is being associated with being frugal these days? I mean, and people who are frugal, such as yourself, can you be smug about being frugal?
I think that there has become this new acceptable badge of honor for bragging about perhaps how little you got something, you know, as opposed to like, wow, those are great shoes, where'd you get them? It's more like, wow, those are great shoes, you know, how much did you get off on them? Or, you know, how much money did you get off or whatever? So I do think that there has become a wee bit of frugal cachet that goes along with saving money. And I'm sure shows like TLC's Extreme Couponing has helped because it has brought this notion of saving into the mainstream. And I hope that most people, you know, who read my Suddenly Frugal blog or who watch a TV show like that say, well, they're making those kinds of changes and saving big money and doing okay. I want to do that too.
All right, Leah, before we get on to the holiday gift giving, what connection, if there is any at all, is there between frugality and being eco-friendly?
Oh, that's you know, that was such an eye-opener for me because I was, so my mother raised me frugally and I rebelled against it, but she also raised me green and I somehow managed to embrace that. And then once I started living frugally on my own, I realized that all of these frugal measures are actually eco-friendly, such as don't spend money on paper towels, reuse old T-shirts as rags. And it's like, wow, that's green too because, you know, I'm recycling and I'm reusing. Or don't spend money on individual containers to pack lunch because, you know, packing lunch is a huge way to save money. Get reusable containers. It's like, okay, well, that saves me money and that saves the landfill as well. So there's lots of ways that frugality and green go hand in hand.
All right, that makes sense. My guest is Leah Ingram. So Leah, now for the big payoff. The holiday seasons are coming up. So how can we practice being suddenly frugal and keep our children and our grandchildren happy?
Well, you cannot get a sense, first of all, you know, and when you say frugal, I'm hearing like holiday budget. You know, how can I stay on budget this holiday season? And you cannot do that until you have a sense of what you need to accomplish this holiday season. So I always say treat holiday shopping like you would grocery shopping. You need to make a list of all the gifts you need to buy, who you need to buy them for, and any travel plans that you need to make, because those are the areas of your life where you're going to have to spend money. And so I'm actually working with the following companies to come up with my best frugal tips for holiday 2011 to help people save money yet still get great gifts and get to where they need to go for the holidays without spending a lot of cash.
All right. Well, I think that that's very admirable. Let me throw into the mix, if I can, entertaining, because the holidays, a lot of people come over. You've got to cook, you know, a Christmas dinner, or you've got to cook a celebratory dinner of some kind or another. How can we entertain our friends and our family without appearing cheap?
One of the great ways to save money on entertaining is actually to have a potluck dinner. And, you know, on the face of it, it sounds like you're an uber cheapskate because you're like, hey, help me save money by bringing some of the food. But you know what? When people come over to your house, ideally they're saying, hey, what can I bring or what can I do to help? When you have a potluck, you've taken care of that for them. So now they don't have to ask and say, what can I bring? And you're now cutting down on your own expenses for having people over because you've now spread the cost of that dinner party around to multiple people.
All right. Now, that's a very clever idea. My guest is Leah Ingram. We're talking about her book, Suddenly Frugal. So, Leah, in other aspects of our life, give us some ideas for money saving in our daily habits, things like cooking, for example, since we're on the subject of food. How can we be more frugal in our approach to cooking?
Well, the key to being frugal in your approach to cooking is making sure that you are buying items on sale and that you're using a coupon whenever possible. And actually, I had said that, you know, holiday shopping is a lot like food shopping. So when I go food shopping, I'm doing some online comparison shopping to see, you know, which local grocery store has the best price on X, and do I have a coupon for X? And actually, you can do that, the same thing, with your holiday shopping. So, like, for example, when my daughter Annie told me that she wants UGG boots for Christmas this year, if you have a girl or if you know anything about UGGs, they're not cheap. So, you know, I don't have time to go from store to store and see who has the best price on the boots. So I actually logged on to nexttag.com. I spent all day Cyber Monday on nexttag.com, which is this online comparison shopping site. And so what I did was I simply typed in UGG boots blue size 8, and it mined the web to figure out all of the stores that had them, you know, how much they cost. And it was a great way for me, you know, in one sitting at the computer without having to leave the comfort of my home, just like I would do before I food shop, to comparison shop, see the best price out there, and then make my selection from there.
All right. Now, that's a very clever idea, and I made note of the company nexttag.com, Leah. But are you also taking advantage of mobile apps, things like Red Laser, so that when you're in the store, Red Laser allows you to scan the barcode, and then it will tell you what other stores in that immediate vicinity have that product at the same price or less?
I have actually used some of the mobile apps, the ones that do barcode scanning. Going back to NextTag, they actually have a mobile app. It's called NextTag Radar, so that if something comes up cheaper, like, or the price drops or more inventory becomes available, it can definitely help you in that respect. Actually, here's another comparison shopping thing that's holiday related. If you have to do any travel, my mom used a fare tracker site. I don't know which one, but all I know is she called me yesterday and she's like, I got a fare, $69 each way to come visit you. I'm like, totally book it. That's great. You know, you don't get that kind of price in December. And if you have to drive to the holidays, I would recommend downloading some sort of gas or fuel comparison shopping app to your phone so that, you know, when you need to fill up your tank, you can figure out where you can go for the cheapest gas for your car. And then when you're booking a hotel, if you have to stay somewhere over the holidays or somebody's coming to stay with you, I mean, clearly you want to find that the hotel that has the best price out there. But I also think that you should look for hotels that are offering you tons of freebies because they save you money. Like when I book a hotel, I don't want to have to pay for things that somebody else is going to give me for free. So like Microtel Inns and Suites hotels, they have $60 a night rates. That's where they start. That's a great price in my book. But then they have all of these freebies that I'm talking about. I get free local calls, free Wi-Fi, free breakfast. My kids stay for free. I mean, when you add up the dollar amount for all of those freebies, I'm saving hundreds of additional dollars in a hotel stay. So definitely look for those hotels that offer those freebies.
All right. My guest is Leah Ingram, the frugality expert. So, Leah, let's talk a little bit about clothing if we can, because that's a major expenditure for most people. We've got to replenish our clothes. You advocate shopping in tax-free states whenever possible. You also advocate shopping online where it sales. Do you also advocate shopping online where sales tax is generally not collected?
Well, the shopping online, that's a tough one because I know that there is legislation going through states and federal government. It's called the use tax, and they're supposed to collect tax.
Right.
And I know that, like, you know, I live in Pennsylvania. Amazon is based on the West Coast, but, you know, I think they must have a distribution center somewhere in Pennsylvania because I get charged tax when I shop there. So I like to save money when I shop online, but I don't like this notion of trying to beat the government out of taxes that I feel it deserves to collect. I mean, it's, you know, it's the base of how our government runs, and I don't advocate avoiding taxes in a situation where you should legitimately be paying for them.
All right, and I understand that. So let me present another conundrum to you. So if you shop online or if you go to a tax-free state, what about the notion of shopping local, buying local, versus buying at the cheapest price?
It depends on where you're, what's important to you. So I think that buying local, especially during the growing season when it comes to food, is actually buying cheap. And I'll give you the example that I use all the time. So where I live, there's this awesome it's a variety of apples. It's called Honeycrisp apples.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go to my local orchard, when they are in season, they're $1 a pound. If I drive 2 miles to my local supermarket, they're $2.50 a pound. So that's a perfect example of it's actually cheaper to buy local. And speaking of cheaper, I've got two gift ideas that are less than $30, which I would love to tell your listeners about.
Real quick, let's have them. Yes, let's have them.
So the first one, this is actually one that I'm getting for my daughters. It's the ING Direct Gift of Stock. It costs $30, but it's worth $125. And it comes with a $50 gift card to ShareBuilder.com. It comes with 5 free investment credits, the Motley Fool DVD series. And the reason that we're giving this to my daughters is my husband and I have talked to them how if they start investing early, they have the chance to retire millionaires. Now, you think they're 14 and 16, they don't really care, but they like money and they like to shop. So they're very open to this notion of being smart with their money.
That's a great idea. And what's the other one?
The other idea is if you go to FedEx Office, which you can do online or in store, you can order customized gifts. Like I got my mom a calendar with pictures of us. So every month of the year is a different picture, and it cost less than $30. And because I chose the 7-day shipping, the shipping was free. So people may not think about FedEx Office as a place to go for personalized gifts, but you can actually get a ton of stuff, note cards, sticky notes, luggage tags between $20 and $30, and those are the great prices for any budget as far as I'm concerned.
That's great. Leah, now if people are intrigued by what you have to say, real quickly, where can they go on the internet to learn more?
Well, my book, Suddenly Frugal, grew out of my blog, Suddenly Frugal. So everything that I've talked about today is at suddenlyfrugal.com. I hope that they'll sign up to receive my blog by email and get my tips on a daily basis, and then they can also purchase a copy of my book through my blog.
That's great. My guest has been Leah Ingram, author of the book Suddenly Frugal, How to Live Happier and Healthier for Less. Leah, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for being my guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks so much, and good luck with any shopping you have left to do.
Thanks.